It's The Treatment. I'm Elvis Mitchell with The Treat, Grant Singer, director and co-writer of his feature film debut, Reptile, about an authority figure we think we understand. He offers a new take on a long-enduring classic about a detective we also thought we got.
Hi, I'm Grant Singer, and this is The Treat. The film that changed my life is a film called Vertigo by Alfred Hitchcock. This film, to me, is about the recreation of trauma to overcome one's past. Famously, people talk about it being about obsession, which certainly it is. But, you know, I've heard Scorsese talk about this film specifically about the serenity of the movie. The sequences where Jimmy Stewart is following Kim Novak through the streets of San Francisco, there's something so meditative about those scenes. And certainly, I think it lives in a genre of its own. I remember the first 5-10 times I watched Vertigo, there'd be scenes I'm like, huh, that's in the movie? I was completely hypnotized by the filmmaking that I forgot what it is that I was seeing. It's one of the few films that's done that for me. Bernard Herrmann's score for Vertigo is my favorite film score of all time. The film seduces you, the film music seduces you, and they're very much in dialogue with one another. And if you watch the movie, you'll notice that the music dips out for many moments, sometimes 5, 6, 7 moments, but then when it comes back in, it's just, it adds this depth to the feeling. This is one moment where Midge asks Jimmy Stewart's character, so what are you doing? And at this point in the story, we're very aware of what he's been doing. He's been following Kim Novak's character and falling in love with her, and it's so deep, it's so profound. And he just says, wandering, and he just throws the line away, and the delivery of that line is so masterful. It's so comedic, it's so dramatic, it's so poignant, it's brilliant.
For a man who has nothing to do, you're certainly a busy little bee. Where do you go these days?
Just wandering.
Where?
Roundabout.
In this film in particular, even when I'm aware of what the Kim Novak character is doing, there's still moments where I'm like, is she acting? Or is she really her at this moment? Or is she falling in love with him, or is this a seduction? It's not. I'm constantly questioning the motives and how Hitchcock was directing these people.
I'm scared. I'm not mad. I don't want to die. There's someone within me, and she says I must die. Oh, Scotty, don't let me go.
I'm here. I've got you.
I'm so afraid.
Every time I rewatch it, I realize I'm always asking myself, why is this my favorite film? Why am I so drawn to this? And I have to say, I do think part of it, being from California and seeing it at a time before I was born, it's accessing this thing that a life outside my own, but then also the performances. To me, it's if film is a magic trick, this is the most beautiful and eloquent one that I've seen.
Grant Singer's first feature film as writer-director was Reptile, his treat, his perspective on Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo. Hear past treats such as the creators of the Showtime series Billions on a film classic that taught them a thing or two about criminal behavior and how long they could go without a meal at the archive, kcrw.com/thetreat. Iconic episodes that create a fascination with the world of creativity, revisited by creators from almost every endeavor. That's The Treat, and that's our show. Produced and edited by Rebecca Mooney and mixed by Katie Gilchrist. Yes, we had help from Laura Kondarajan and Phil Richards. To better days, y'all. I'm Elvis Mitchell. It's The Treatment.